Hello, I'm Nick Liard.
And I'm Mark Gentile from Sudbury.com.
And this is Pints in Politics, and we are joined by Sean Patterson of the People's Party of Canada, the candidate for the Sudbury riding. How's it going, Sean?
Not too bad. You?
Not too bad. So, as in the name, we order pints or drink of choice, and so we are going to, and I say drink of choice because I got something different.
Nick, what did you do now?
You'll see.
Okay.
I asked Sam, who's been amazing, to make a sexy Caesar.
Oh, does
real sexy?
It's very clothed.
It is, yes. And so
look at all of the.
Whenever I'm on vacation, I don't know what to order, so I just say make something sexy.
And I mean, that is a vegetarian sexy. That's for sure.
It is. It's also probably keto.
You think so?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what keto means. So
no. Why would we? I think
people throw that word around, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Sean, what did you get?
Just a plain old ginger ale for me.
Just a plain old ginger ale. Yeah. Perfect. Well, I can.
There's no story behind ginger ale. You're not a a card-carrying member of the Canada Dry Club. Own stock. And
that's a good question. Schweppes or Canada Dry?
That is a good
Canada
question.
Canada Dry.
Good answer. That's the right answer.
That is the right answer. And your crack canoe, I see, is.
I really should order something new, but I'm still nursing the crack canoe from yesterday. Sam put it on rocks. Sam put it on ice for me.
Yeah,
it's still cold. Still tastes good. I'm just not a big beer drinker, folks.
Crack a new. All right, let's get our. Oh wait, we got a cheers first.
Yes, let's cheers
as tradition.
Thanks for joining us, Sean.
No problem.
I don't know how I'm good. Oh, through the straw.
Thanks for having me.
I should have asked for a deep fried pickle on top of that. Would have been interesting.
It would have been. Would have taken longer, though.
Would have taken way longer.
So, you're new to politics, Sean.
Yes, definitely new to politics.
So, what I want to know is, what skills do you bring to the table that you think would make make you a good politician?
Well, for the most part, one of my biggest attributes is I'm a problem solver and a troubleshooter. Just naturally, that's what I do. I like to build, fabricate stuff, but I'm quite inventive and like to look at all types of scenarios. I'm always looking for a backup plan. So when I look into something, I'm always looking for that alternative or something to improve or look at a different avenue of what the status quo would be, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
That's one of my biggest attributes.
Sure.
I've had experience in the mining industry, which is a multitasking type of industry. So mm-hmm. you've got everything from environmental to engineering to geology to your actual operations groups and stuff like that. So you're always working with a number of different departments and a great assortment of people and professionals. And we never agree on everything, but we always come together to find a solution for things.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Now, picture yourself as you are right now. It is a Sudbury Saturday night. What is your ideal Sudbury Saturday night?
Well, a lot of the times now, it's spending time with the grandkids, actually.
How many grandkids?
We have four right now.
Oh, good.
And two more are on the way.
Two on the way. Okay.
Okay. Four right now.
Yeah. It's like we have two more on order.
The storks are dropping.
So the kids have been busy. So yeah. And, we like to have fires in the backyard and that, myself and my girlfriend, our biggest hobby is drag racing, and we absolutely love that. We try to get out as much as we can.
I understand, and it's your girlfriend who's the driver, right?
For the most part, and she's a much better driver than me. We both have cars, but she's
got some mad skills on the track.
In a drag race between you two, who wins?
She's going to win.
She's going to win. Good every answer. Time? 9 times out of 10?
Probably 9 times out of 10.
Okay, she
She bangs those lights pretty good.
Nice. Oh, my turn. Okay. So, you know, looking back over the People's Party of Canada has attracted a few candidates that have some very fringe ideas. There are some candidates who have some very fringe ideas about immigration, about climate change, about people of the Muslim faith. So what I want to know from you is, where do you stand on climate change? Is it real? Is it caused by human activity? And should we be spending money to fight it?
Okay, climate change. It's the alarmist attitude that we really don't like with our party. We believe that definitely there is climate change happening, and we definitely believe that humans have some to do with it, not as much as being yelled around or whatever right now. We are definitely into environmental concerns. Our big push is pollution, and that's a big thing with me. I work in working in the mining industry. It's been known as one of the dirtiest industries going, and I've seen the destruction that it causes, and I've seen the great advancement, the great innovation, and just like here in town, we have some excellent companies and organizations that have worked tirelessly to clean up the industry and make a real difference, and that's what I want to see across Canada in all industry.
So. Okay, that's good.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, so you've got 30 seconds. Now, you bump along a protester along your morning job or jog, and this protester is holding up a sign saying, "You go, Greta." And you have 30 seconds to kind of convince someone that we don't need to raise the alarms about climate change. What do you say to that person?
Well, Greta's actually been very courageous girl. She's been put right on the front stage of the world. And I congratulate her for that, and I congratulate her for getting the kids involved. She's kind of scared some of our kids a little bit, but you know, it's for a good cause. Now, when it comes to GHGs, so greenhouse gases, one of the major things that constitutes greenhouse gases is water vapor and clouds. And in a lot of the models that are out there right now, they don't include those in the models. And what we have to pay attention to is that it's mostly the particulates that are in our CO2 produced by industry and stuff like that we need to fight. CO2 is plant food, right, basically for plants. Plants are most efficient at 1,000 ppm CO2. And then they also start to die off at 150 ppm. Now, we're ranging around 350 to 400 at the Mauna Loa reading station. So what we really need to do is clean up our emissions. That's one of our big things. What people don't really realize is that CO is the backbone to our agriculture industry. It is also the backbone to our coral reefs, so, and also to the exoskeletons of all our shellfish. So CO is critically important to our ecological system, and it's.
So do you mean CO2 or carbon monoxide?
CO2.
Okay.
So, like in our water, and that CO2 gets diffused into the water, mm-hmm. and it gets used by all our shellfish and all our coral reefs as a backbone. So it becomes CaCO3, so which is ends up being limestone and stuff like that millions of years down the road. So it's actually very, very critical to our ecosystem. So we have to be careful when we go to start fighting it because of that. So we've got big plans to remove CO from the air artificially and stuff like that. So I just don't want to see us go overboard, do it in zones that's pushed really hard for agricultural industry and that. You know, CO2 scrubbers in a city makes sense, you know, but putting them in agricultural areas does not.
Okay.
A little bit longer than 30 seconds.
Sorry about that.
But it's like the big comfy couch. I mean, she said 10-second cleanup, and she went like 32 seconds. So
you can't trust her, though.
No, I know.
I think
Luann?
I don't remember her name. You're younger than I am.
Okay.
I'm more of a Mr. Dress-Up kind of guy.
Okay. Your question, sir?
Okay. There are a lot of people who say that that your party's leader, Maxime Bernier, has stoked a lot of fears about foreigners with his with his rhetoric about real refugees versus fake refugees and his stance about limiting immigration. So, but all statistics show that immigration is generally good for countries. It grows population, it adds to the country's skill set, It creates more consumers and taxpayers. And statistics show that over time, over the long term, immigration actually makes life better and more affordable for most for Canadians. So what I want to know is, can you explain to us the People's Party's stance on immigration?
Well, we would like to reduce immigration at this point in time. Right now, our systems are overloaded. Everything from the actual immigration system itself to our social security network backup, from food banks to housing to healthcare and that kinds of stuff. So, and we've seen a lot of illegal immigration coming across our borders and stuff like that, which we never used to see. And we feel that this is, and then the whole system being overloaded got like a 4 or 5 year backlog just to get a lot of these people through. So in reducing immigration, it'll give us a little bit more control over what's going on. So we're looking for a more controlled immigration flow. And vetting is a big one. We've got a lot of people coming in from, we'll say, the Middle East kind of thing, right? Where we've had issues, or other, especially over in Europe, and that they've had other issues and that. And we're looking to those scenarios to make sure that we know who's coming into our country.
Aren't you just sort of stoking irrational fears about foreigners? Because none of the things that you're saying really exist in reality in a lot of ways.
Actually, they do. I've done a lot of research on this topic, and we've seen what's been going on overseas and stuff like that. And just because it's not reported on as much here, doesn't mean that
happening. It's not true that it's not been reported here, but we have it's a very different experience in Europe than in Canada. We give a trickle of immigration, whereas they've had millions of people flooding across their borders because they're connected by land.
Canada actually takes in more immigration than any other Western country in the world.
Sure, but it's still a very small amount of people.
Well, if you think about it, we're bringing in 350,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's over a three-year period, that's the whole population of Nova Scotia.
Sure, but that's 350,000 people who become taxpayers and property owners and job holders and taxpayers.
Yes, very true. But that's, we're not against immigration at all. So we just want to see a more controlled flow.
Yeah, but there doesn't seem to be a rationale for calling for more control.
Well, we believe that there is. We do. The majority of our immigration that is coming in is basically ending up in three of our major cities, mm-hmm. which we do have extreme housing problems there. We're not seeing disbursement into our rural areas. We are slowly, but for the majority, we're seeing our cities, you know, be overwhelmed at times with immigration. And we don't want to shut immigration down, but we just want to slow it down a little bit.
Okay, I'm afraid I'm still not following the rationale, but go ahead, Nick.
Turning off of that, this is a question that's going to make you think.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, as I just took a delicious celery, this is some ASMR for you.
Oh, you're getting it really good now, people. Yeah, listen to that chew.
Thank you. We all get lost in rabbit holes on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to know the last thing that you searched up on YouTube. Personally, I'll share mine. I went on my history this morning just for research purposes. The last two things I searched up, Jumanji Next Level trailer.
Okay.
And how to oven bake a beer can chicken.
Wow. Did you bake the chicken?
No. We went on the barbecue because it seemed like too much work and we didn't have a stand.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't work out on the barbecue either. I'll tell you that. So what was the last thing that you searched on YouTube?
The last thing I searched on YouTube was our free speech conference that we had down in Hamilton over the weekend.
Not the Jumanji trailer.
No. We've been kind of targeted a little bit by Antifa and anti-hate groups, which is not really fair to our party. We do have a stance on immigration, but it's being kind of pushed on us a little bit that we're racist and that kind of stuff, and we are not at all. That's not what we are. But that whole conference was all about free speech, and it was an excellent talk with.
You're talking about the talk with Dave Rubin.
With Dave Rubin, and it was excellent. The guys did a very good job, and it was what all Canadians needed to listen to, actually. So we've had a real fight with internet censorship and suppression of free speech and stuff like that. So it's a very big concern to our party, and we don't see other parties actually jumping on that bandwagon at all.
Okay.
So free speech is one of the biggest things to a free nation, you know?
Sure, and we have that in Canada, so thank goodness. So.
Do you have a...
No, I have another one, but go ahead.
Okay, well, no, after you, sir.
What is Islamism, and why should we be concerned about it?
Islamism.
Or should we be concerned about it is a better question.
Not in the true sense of the form, but there's a what's the right term? We're looking at political Islam, which is something that's big, that's kind of been pushed here in Canada, or being pushed actually all through the Western nations. And it's something
that... What do you mean by pushed?
Political Islam is about basically trying to bring Sharia law into Canada and into other Western nations. And it's something that we think that the Canadian people need to have a discussion about. And we want the Canadian people to look into whether it is something that Canada is a secular country. We have a separation between church and state, mm-hmm. and Sharia law is a religious law background, or right. So, and we have got cultures from all over the world. So we need to decide whether we want to allow Sharia law into our law system or not.
Okay, where are we seeing Sharia law being applied anywhere in Canada?
Well, there's a push to bring it into Canada, though.
A push by whom?
By Muslims and their backers. So.
See, most people, when they hear party candidates from your party talk like that, all they hear is, you know, bigotry.
No,
how is that not bigotry?
It's not because what we were this country was built on Judeo-Christian law system, right? And people are allowed to have their own religion, freedom of thought. Okay, and when you start wanting to bring in a religious-based law system,
you just said that our religious-based our system was based on Judeo-Christian values. That's religious, isn't it?
The whole push for political Islam is to bring it into our law system.
Okay, I'm asking you to provide some evidence for that.
What's that?
I'm asking you to provide some evidence that is occurring.
Well, we've seen it in a lot of other nations.
Okay, but we're not talking about other. We're talking about Canada. So, where are we seeing this in Canada?
Well, we've seen them start the Islamic Party of Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one of their goals is to bring in Sharia law within Ontario.
Right.
Right.
Do you honestly think that the Islamic Party of Canada would get as many votes as, say, the Animal Protection Party, the Marxist-Leninist Party, or any other fringe party that really doesn't draw any votes?
This is a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we want this conversation to be to have this conversation.
But since you're talking about such a minor part of the a minor segment of the population, isn't it just bigotry to talk about it, to even bring it up as though? Aren't you just stoking fears by bringing it up unnecessarily?
No, why would it be bigotry to actually want to have a discussion about something?
Well, because you're singling out one particular group. You're not singling out the Marxists or the animal protection people, all of whom want to change our laws to suit their particular worldview.
Yeah, but this is actually not a big push for our party platform right now, but it's something that we would like...
Well, it's in your platform.
We would like our party to discuss. And actually the Canadian people to discuss, you know. Our party is based off the people, right? If the people of Canada decide that they wish to have this discussion, then we need to have the discussion. Pushing it to the back burner and not talking about it doesn't help anybody.
How does pushing it to the front burner do that?
We're not pushing it to the front burner.
Well, sure, you're the only people talking about it, so.
Well, it's not part of our major party platform, though.
Okay. But it is come from a lot of your candidates. So I guess maybe my question is, why are so many People's Party of Canada candidates seemingly concerned about this thing if it isn't part of your platform?
Well, maybe because it's being brought up in our discussions with people around the country. Simple as that.
I suppose that's possible.
I mean, we don't mean to be tough on you. It's part of the PPC platform. That is why we're kind of bringing it up. I'm going to shift to some lighter,
sure.
some something a little lighter. Let's say you, and I, this is a complete shift, Mark.
Okay.
Let's say you make the Olympics.
What okay. sport?
That.
Oh, I stepped on your question.
Let's just say you get this at your age, you get this unreal boost of athletic strength and power, and you didn't go to Russia or take steroids to get it.
Okay.
What sport would you go to the Olympics for?
That's a good question. Well, I used to be a very good long distance skier and cross country, and I'm a very good shooter, so maybe a biathlon.
Perfect.
Wow.
So
you thought you were going to throw him with that question, and he actually had the skills.
See, the political person, the political side in me, I think I would have answered it with, you know, the 4x1 relay, because it takes a team to win a race. And I'm really happy with the answer that he gave.
With the biathlete answer.
With the biathlete answer.
It was a good one. He was prepared.
So that is all the times that we have. At the end, we cheers and wish you good luck in the upcoming election.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, Sean.
Thank you.